you have recently graduated.
I did, from the Community Development Institute at the University of Central Arkansas. That is a three-year program, so I've gone for a week the last three summers, and it's packed full. Five full days, 8 to 5, and it's the topics, everything from anything related to community development, from conflict resolution to economic development. We look at site selection, all sorts of fun stuff that's on there. But yeah, very excited to graduate from that program. And then I go in October to actually take the test to become a certified community and economic developer.
So with that experience and those qualifications, what will that mean for our area and your work at the Chamber of Commerce?
So what that does is it attests to the fact that I am knowledgeable in the topic. I compare it very much to becoming a teacher. When you have to complete the coursework, you have to take the test that say you know the content, you are practicing what you're preaching to the community. And so this is actually one of three certifications that I'm actively working on. The other two I will finish up next year, and that's in nonprofit management, and then another economic development certification from the International Economic Development Commission. And that was something that I challenged myself with whenever I took over this position, was to make sure that I actually knew exactly what I needed to know. If I'm going to be doing economic and community development, I wanted to make sure I was knowledgeable on the topic. But honestly, what I've gotten the most out of it is the networking, being able to surround myself. We've done this program in a cohort. So myself and 40 other people, not only from the state of Arkansas, but Mississippi, there's a few other states. But anytime I have questions or concerns, I know that there are people across the state that I can call. They've done the same with me. And that has honestly what I've gotten the most out of these programs.
Economic development is two sides. It's both the side of you being able to work with companies and businesses that are looking to relocate here or open here, but also the side of it, you going after them. You going after those businesses and those industries that best fit our area.
Absolutely. And then when you look at the community development side, you're really looking at that quality of life. Mm-hmm. So what do we need to do from a workforce development side? So we took coursework, everything from workforce development, even to early childhood education. And that's how I became involved with the Excel by 8 program last summer. Because a lot of times we don't realize how important that early childhood education piece is, because that's your potential, that's your future labor force. Mm-hmm. And if we're not taking care of these kids at a young age, how is that going to reflect later on in life when we're trying to fill these job openings? So there's so many different components to when companies are looking to relocate or move a business here. They want to make sure that their employees have great education for their kids. There's a great quality of life. There's things to do. So that's just one small piece of when we are out there actively trying to recruit.
What conversations has the Chamber had about the housing crisis that we have in this area?
You know, we have talked to a number of different developers. We've talked to city officials, trying to figure out the best solution. And right now, honestly, incentives is what's driving all of the conversations, whether it's for a business or for housing. They want to know, for instance, if it's a housing development, a lot of times they want to come in and have sidewalks already done. They want to come in, they want to have the sewer system in place, because that's a lot of money that goes in on the forefront. So the more a community is willing to put up front to help, that's what's driving those conversations for them to actually come here. So right now with us, it's trying to figure out where. You know, placement, as I mean, I'm sure you know, trying to find any piece of land in Mountain Home right now is kind of difficult. So it's that, figuring out the incentives, what do we actually have to offer? And that's where I've been trying to work with the mayor to figure out what can we do? You know, from a legal standpoint, how much can we actually give? And then it becomes that question of, we don't want to just keep giving, giving, and giving. But at the same time, we realize that housing is very important.
The sustainability aspect of that.
Absolutely.
For sure. Incentives programs, though, for real location for housing developments, that's not uncommon. I mean, that's been going on across the state of Arkansas for years.
Absolutely. But right now, when you're looking at so many communities, we're all wanting the same thing. Now it's no longer in our hands. The developers have, it's all on them right now. They get to pick and choose wherever they want to go and who has the best deal. And it's the same thing with businesses. They want those permit fees waived. Mm-hmm. They want landscaping. It's just little things that maybe you're looking at $5,000 to $10,000, but which seems like a lot, but then it's not. And it's what kind of plan can you offer to these companies that, you know, to get them here?